Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio, where we'll talk about news, education, and opportunities for small businesses on the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street and in Washington, D.C. I'm Michelle Yancey.
And I'm Kyle Todd. Welcome to Rhode Island Avenue Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Rhode Island Avenue Radio. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Wave to Rodney in the back.
Hi, Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
So it was another fantastic porch fest.
It was. Fantastic weather.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful weather. It was amazing music. Great crowds, great food. It was a great time.
It really was.
And you were a volunteer at one of the porches. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was I was all over the place, but the last band of the day at Zeke's not only had people dancing along with them by Zeke's, but the crowd called out for an encore.
So oh, wow.
They had to stick around for another song or two. It was great.
That's awesome. You know, the worst part about being a volunteer, even though it's great, being a volunteer is not getting to see the other bands,
yeah.
Not getting up and down the avenue. So I heard great things. The pictures were awesome.
Well, we'll make sure that you are not a volunteer next year.
No, I'll volunteer. I'll just volunteer to move around.
So you could be a shuttle driver
yes,
next year.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
All right. So before we get going here today, I want to thank our sponsors, the Department of Small and Local Business Development, the Department of Housing and Community Development. It is their grant dollars that helps us produce shows like this and help small businesses up and down the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street corridor. Some announcements that we have coming up. We've got our annual meeting on Wednesday, May 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. It will be at Art Enables this year at 2204 Rhode Island Avenue. You'll see this going up on our Facebook page and our website here in the next day or two, and invitations going out. It's always a good time. We always have a lot of food donations from restaurants up and down the corridor. And it's a great way to sample some food that you may not always have a chance to get to when you're busy and working for a living and things like that. So it's a good time. It's our chance to talk about the accomplishments of our past year and a sneak peek at some of the new things coming in the future, and a chance to meet your neighbors and our board of directors, which is usually your neighbors, and some business owners here in the corridor. So we're real excited about that. Again, that would be May 10th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Art Enables, our annual meeting. And then our Summer Arts Festival is gearing up, and that is June 10th. I believe that's a Saturday. Saturday, June 10th from noon to 6 p.m. There will be art in businesses up and down the corridor. There will be opportunities for you to create art. And there'll be some live performances, lots of good stuff happening. That information is up on our website and on our Facebook page as an event. So go ahead and plan on joining us for that. And I think that wraps up my announcements for the day. Got some great guests joining us today. Lots of good information to share. One of our newest neighbors on Rhode Island Avenue, and one of our kind of, well, no doubt about it, partners in helping small businesses grow, is an organization called SB Works. And they are located just right next to Rita's. Everybody knows where Rita's is, so good landmark. In a co-working space that they manage, Five Points, D.C. Mm-hmm. So we are joined now by John Maines, who is the executive director of SB Works. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. You got some good stuff coming up, and we want to be able to share that out.
Yeah, we are excited. We've been on Rhode Island for about 8 months now, and we've really loved it. It's a great spot to be in. It's an area where the nonprofit does a lot of its work anyway, in Ward 5 and in Rhode Island specifically. But coming up this summer and coming up here in a couple weeks is Small Business Week, National Small Business Week. And so the first week of May, we have a lot of activities planned at SB Works to kind of highlight small businesses, to show off what kind of help small business owners can get, and to show the kind of the community support for the small business community that's around here.
Yes. there are some very interesting seminars coming up that you're doing. I just happened to see a message from one of our great Ward 5 small businesses who also contracts with us and SB Works on a regular basis to help small businesses with their websites. Baxbridge LLC, they're going to be doing a residence.
One of the programs that SB Works has is called an advisor in residence program. So like Kyle said, we're stationed at a co-working space. It's a space that we manage that was developed specifically for the nonprofit to do our trainings, our workshops, our one-on-one consultations. And one of the things we like to do is have these advisor in residence days. They're days where we'll have an expert in a particular field and you just drop in, basically drop in hours if you were used to that for a professor or a teacher or anything. They're drop in hours to do a little troubleshooting, to get a quick question answered, or to figure out how to proceed if it's a bigger issue, right? And we normally do about one a week. We alternate between our specialties, but to recognize Small Business Week, we're doing one every day. So Baxbridge is doing a web design kind of web technology questions that Friday, May 5th. So we have legal work on Monday. We do construction on Tuesday. So if you're building a storefront, if you're remodeling, if you're expanding and you need questions about permits, contractors, estimates, things like that. We've got registration and permitting if you're starting a new business or you have a business and you need to check up on your registration or your business license. We can help you with that. We've also got a storefront and facade program. So if you have a building and you want to find out about grants, we can subsidize storefront and facade improvements, get you new signage, new windows and doors. And then we've just got always general business assistance. So if you need accounting help or like I said, marketing plans, things like that.
How do businesses get involved with SB Works for this event and just in general?
Well, in general, you're welcome to always just stop by. You can check out our website, www.sbworksdc.org. And for this event, like I said, they're drop-in hours. So you're welcome to just come by throughout the week.
Even if they're not affiliated,
you can come on in, talk to us. We really like finding people who have been running a business for a while and have an idea of how to expand or they have a persistent problem. That's really who we target, the existing businesses that want to kind of grow or expand or overcome an issue and just come to us. And chances are that if it's not something we can do in-house there, then we have the referrals and the network of consultants that can help you out. In addition to the advisor in residence days that we have every week of Small Business Week, which, like I said, is first week of May, we also have a couple of set workshops. So we have a workshop from SB Works and DSLBD, the Department of Small and Local Business Development, where we talk about the general business assistance for small businesses in the district. That'll be Monday morning at 9:30. And you can sign up for that online through our website, through our Facebook, Eventbrite. And then Friday afternoon, we have a really nice one. We have a consultant that is an accountant that works with us who is hosting a workshop on kind of understanding your financials. So if you have questions about getting a loan or you maybe don't have the best bookkeeping record or not sure what your profit and loss sheet should look like, things like that, you know, if you're more worried about running your business than running your books, then this is a workshop that will really help you out in understanding all that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So this is going to be all during Small Business Week.
Mm-hmm. This is all during Small Business Week. Like I said, we're doing a little bit extra in recognition of Small Business Week. But if you check out our website or our Facebook or just stop in and see us, you'll see that we have about a workshop or a training once a week. We typically do once a week to have an expert advisor on hand. And in addition, we can always, once we talk to you, once we figure out what you need, then we schedule it to suit your schedule as a business. So
you all are located in the Five Points building?
Yes, we're located in Five Points building, right next to Rita's, like you said. So.
All right.
And the actual address there is 2316, right?
Yep,
2316 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about 5 Points just a minute?
Yeah, 5 Points is it's a really nice feature. It's a shared office space, a co-working space that was specifically designed in conjunction with us to appeal to the small business owner, especially the small business owner in this area. So it has room for us to do our workshops, our trainings. It's where we're based out of. But it also has several different affordable options. If you are working from home, and that's maybe not the most productive way to do things, you know, if you want to, I think most of our members have kids under 5 at home, and they really want to get out of the house, get into a more quiet professional environment for a little bit. So we've got, like I said, different levels where if you come in a few days a month, if you come in every day, if you want your own private office, we've got options for all of that. And like I said, it's affordable. It comes with us, SB Works, there at hand. And it comes with access to all those events, all those programs we're doing, and all that assistance that's there.
So are there requirements for businesses to join? I understand that you're doing drop-in for, mm-hmm. for Small Business Week, but just someone comes in not during Small Business Week.
The only real requirement to get assistance from SB Works, and this is not including workshops or trainings, which are typically open to anyone who registers, is you do have to be a DC-based business or mm-hmm. business owner. Because we are funded by the DHCD, the Housing and Community Development Department, so we are focused on DC-based businesses.
And what is considered a small business for your purposes?
For our purposes, a small business can be anyone from 1 to about 20 employees.
Okay.
And most of the people we deal with is what I would call micro businesses. So 1, 2, 3 people kind of running a show out of their basement or working from home as a consultant themselves. Or a new small business, like a lot of the great ones we have along Rhode Island corridor.
Yeah, so. I think one of the nicest parts about this whole thing is just being able to collaborate with other businesses and neighbors.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely.
I think a lot of the other members of 5 Points, the shared office space there, they really enjoy the idea of coming there and seeing some other professionals, seeing mm-hmm. some other consultants or contractors or whatever you do. You can kind of bounce ideas off of people.
Right.
It's a good meeting space. We have networking events, things like that. And even during the day, you come in, you meet, and you talk about ideas, and it's really
worked
out.
The networking portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, other businesses that you could utilize their services, they could utilize yours.
Yeah, and that's what we've taken. Some of our members have become consultants. Some of our clients have become consultants, and vice versa. We really are looking to support the local small business community in general. And so anything we can do to help that. We're lucky to be a flexible organization. We have Kyle right down the street that we really complement each other with the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street. And we're newer. We're only about 18 months old. But we've had a really successful first couple of years. So we're looking forward to keeping it up.
And 8 months on the avenue, right?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, actually our next guest that we're going to interview, I met at one of the SB Works mm-hmm. mixers.
Oh, so excited. See, there you go. The networking, right?
Yep. And as I've told John and every one of the businesses that have pointed out, propped up there in 5 Points, when you open your space in 5 Points as a small business owner, you now have a Rhode Island Avenue Main Street address. And so now you're also part of the Rhode Island Avenue Main Street family, whether you like it or not.
They all like it.
They all love it.
But that, you know, that's some extra access to resources above and beyond all the amazing programs that SB Works already mm-hmm. offers.
Yeah, like I said, we're always doing stuff. We try to be a very active organization. And like I said, we're pretty flexible. So if you have a business, if you're running it, or if you have a good business idea already set and you want to figure out how to start, just reach out to us. We have a Facebook, SB Works, Twitter, SB Works, and our website's sbworksdc.org.
That's awesome.
So reach out any of those ways. We'll get back to you, and hopefully we can help the small business community here around D.C., and we do work all over D.C.
Okay.
So we focus on Ward 5 and Rhode Island, but we're all over the district. So.
And do you have an events calendar on your website that has a listing of all these different?
We do, yeah. The website has an events page. And with a full calendar, and May is already filling up with a lot of events throughout the day, or throughout the month, rather. June's filling up, too. You can start to see some there. And we always promote a lot on Facebook as well. So
great, great. And you guys just they have this fantastic back patio.
Mm-hmm.
Some bike racks, some picnic benches. It's pretty shady in the afternoon. Heck. Wi-Fi out there. Mm-hmm. And you guys just put up some fantastic art back there.
Yeah, yeah. We tried to keep... It's got a kind of a modernist professional feel, I guess. It's not abstract, but it's a good-looking art. I'm keeping it vague so that people drive by and check it out.
Yeah. There you go. Good point.
I might have to come in and check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And figure out a small business to open.
I think we can do that.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, John.
All right,
always good information.
Yeah.
Come back anytime. And let's talk about getting this information about the Small Business Week events out the door and all over the place.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Okay, and as always, it is now time to check in with Casey at Good Food Market. Casey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good.
We're doing great. How's everything going at the market?
It's good. This was we were just off the tail end of DCPS spring break, and we were still pretty busy. So I don't know if folks were staying in town enjoying the nice weather, but this is definitely when everyone's back out and about again, and it's really good to see those familiar faces after our... you know, somewhat depressing winter that we had.
Was it really winter?
Not really winter, but definitely a hard time for all of us.
Yes, yes.
I think you got more customers because you keep talking about ice cream and beer.
We've had some crazy alcohol sales, I'll tell you that. We
what
can
does that
see
say
how people are self-medicating, maybe. but also, we've got a really good selection right now. We've been bringing in a lot more of the whites and the rosés. And with this nice weather, you know, minus the pollen, seems like people are getting outside and trying to enjoy that.
I was just in there yesterday, and there were some amazing-looking tomatoes. I mean, fantastic-looking tomatoes.
Yeah, definitely. Those are still hothouse tomatoes, so they're not coming from the ground yet. But we've got those golden cherry tomatoes, and those are probably everybody's favorite. They're super sweet, definitely have a lot of vitamin C in them. And they're great just on their own. I actually like to broil them a little bit because just the flavor of smoke is my favorite. But you can just pop them as a snack, and they have a really, really good consistency and flavor to them that makes it good to throw into a lunchbox, too. Kids will like them even by themselves.
That's good. Anything to get them to eat their fruits and veggies.
Right. To get the color in there, get them those vitamins. Yeah, that's definitely an easy way.
And tons of great-looking plants to put in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those should be going in the ground right now. I mean, this is mid-spring. We've got a lot of the flowers that are going to be coming up. There's been good rain for us, which is easier for the home gardener. You don't have to necessarily go out there every day with your watering can or your hose. But the ones that we have now, there's tons of herbs you can still put in. This is still a good time for the rain. You definitely want to get your summer stuff in now so that maybe you can have a harvest by 4th of July. You can be getting in things like the tomatoes, the eggplants, and the peppers. And that's for your home garden. And we're really excited to be bringing in some more local stuff soon. So I think that a lot of people got really excited over Easter, buying all their spring veggies like asparagus, radishes, things like that. But we do finally have some local asparagus that's coming in. And if you haven't ever had the local fresh stuff in the spring season, it is like asparagus you've never had before in your life. The flavor is completely different. It's what asparagus is supposed to taste like.
And I remain skeptical of that whole thing, but I understand many people love it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And it's so good for you. But that texture on the grill, you know, some people even shave their asparagus and eat it raw. But man, fresh asparagus is such a treat.
And you said that's in now?
Yeah, that's now. Wow. We're going to be getting that stuff in, probably in a few days, actually. So really just come in and we'll put it on our sandwich board sign so you'll know if you're driving by or walking by.
That sounds awesome.
But yeah.
So by the time this airs on Tuesday, maybe.
By the time this airs, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay. Some new stuff in the grab and go case. I thought I saw some.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a pop up at Off the Beaten Track Warehouse. That's this weekend. That's May 6th. sixth and seventh? Man, the days just really fly by.
Next weekend.
But yeah, they're doing their spring open warehouse. And those studios, if you haven't been there, they're beautiful. They've got some really incredible stuff right now. And I know that District Clay recently moved from one of the corner studios to the entire bottom floor where that vintage store used to be.
Wow.
And in the past, you know, I know I've attended just for funsies. And I think that I've usually just, they have some drinks available there, but they hadn't had any food. So we've been speaking with them, and we're going to be offering snacks and coffee and juice. And we're going to have our own little snackables available with, you know, some cut fruit, some cut veggies, hummus, little snack bites for you.
I saw the Green Man hummus in
your
case.
The Green Man hummus.
So, like, hummus with cilantro.
I don't know if anyone's really had a chance to try it, because I'm pretty sure I eat it all. but, yeah, it's a pretty weird hummus, and it tastes delicious. It's got a lot of cilantro and parsley in it.
Yum.
And it's you can eat it straight, honestly. I do.
Yeah, I mean, just swipe a finger through it. It's good, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's like the
then it
peanut
becomes
butter.
Yours. Definitely Kyle, it becomes yours when you put your finger in it.
That's the point. Yeah, okay. Any other good news from the market?
I think that's what we've got for now, yeah.
But well, that's a lot.
I think we're definitely going to be at Off the Beaten Track on Saturday, and I think we're going to try and be there on Sunday as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, please remind listeners where they can find good food markets.
Absolutely. So Good Food Markets is on 20th and Rhode Island. We're at 2006 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. We're on Facebook at goodfoodmarkets.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you're buying food from the market and you're making a meal at home, please tag your photos on Instagram and Twitter with hashtag goodfoodbyme. And we'll be able to see what fun things you guys are making at home.
Ah, okay.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Casey. We'll talk to you next
week. All right.
Week.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Okay. And now we're going to visit with our next guest, Michelle. As alluded to when we were talking with John earlier, I met Leslie at a mixer, small business owners mixer at SB Works a few weeks ago. Leslie Green is with Master PR Basics. I'm going to read your bio because, oh my God, she's written it so nicely. I'm just going to read it. Leslie has implemented integrated communications and media relations campaigns that achieved the communications goals for organizations such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the District of Columbia's Mayor's Film and Entertainment Office through the use of traditional and social media for the past 12 years. She is currently the founder and CEO of Golden Life Ventures, we'll talk about that, and a communications consulting agency that combines exceptional creativity with customized communication strategies to help businesses and individuals get their brand to the masses. My goodness.
Let's talk
about
a mouthful.
Let's talk about getting brands to the masses.
Yes.
Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me here. I'm excited to talk with you.
Well, after we met at SB Works and we talked a little bit about what you do, which is a lot of stuff.
I do a lot of stuff.
You've got a lot of things going on. I thought we just need to get you in here to talk about all this.
Yeah.
So you're here in DC and doing amazing things.
I live right down the street. I could walk here, actually.
Yep. Ward 5. and you know, our goal is to help promote businesses here in the neighborhood, and you got that all covered.
I think what's nice is you've shown how the businesses have, the relationships have developed, I mean, just in this. So other companies in the neighborhood, other small businesses should definitely think about joining up.
Absolutely.
Mean, this is a great way to meet other businesses and promote your company.
Mm-hmm. Building relationships is key.
It's key
to
any business.
Absolutely.
So.
Because at the end of the day, people want to do business with their friends and people they like.
Yep.
So, yes.
So let's talk about PR 101.
Yes.
This is your baby.
Yep.
This is a course that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it.
Awesome. So I launched this course I guess it was about 2 months ago. And the idea for it was, you know, I've been doing PR for 12, 13 years. And when I decided to leave the government in June of 2015, I started to bring on PR clients. And I specifically was looking for clients that I had a passion for, or at least an interest in their particular work. And what I found is those that I really had that interest in, those were the ones who really could not afford PR services. They needed it and they wanted it, but it was a challenge for them to be able to pay someone on a retainer basis or hire a PR person on their staff to help support them. So rather than selling myself short and trying to lower the cost of what I knew I was worth, I said, why don't I teach them how to fish, so to speak, teach them how to do it for themselves, at least a basic foundational understanding of how to do their own public relations and build those key relationships that they need to really expand their business.
So we've talked with lots of marketing folks, and mm-hmm. we've talked to lots of branding folks.
Yep.
Is there a difference between PR and marketing?
That there is an absolute difference, and I'm so glad you asked that question.
Just lob that over to you,
Kyle, because that's one of the things that I really make a point of going over in my course is the difference between public relations and advertising, marketing, and branding. They all fit under the communication spectrum,
right,
and they're
related,
all very important.
But not the same.
Absolutely, they work together. They're done best when they work together. And public relations is really as it sounds. It's about building and maintaining relationships with the people who you're actually trying to attract for your business. Mm-hmm. And if you are constantly trying to sell someone on your product or your service, it's great, you get that sale. But if you want business sustainability, you have to have brand loyalty. And that's where PR comes into place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, marketing, we spend a lot of time talking about marketing and brand development. And that mm-hmm. is, from my, perspective, it's creating a feel for your business, and it's getting the message of your business out in general.
That's right.
But PR is much more personalized. It's much
sure.
more interactive.
Yep.
And I think that's
it's putting your best foot forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it works with branding, because branding is all about establishing who you are, establishing your identity. And if you don't have an identity, then you can't really do PR work, right? Because you're not even sure what it is that you're publicizing, right? And you're confusing people with your message. So when I say they absolutely work together, they do. You can't have one without the other.
So is this course an online course?
It is an online, on-demand course. And I created it that way because I wanted to make it easy for business owners. I know for myself, as a solopreneur, I'm running in many different directions.
I like that word.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because as someone who you are everything for your business, you are the CEO, you are the marketing director, you're the PR specialist, you are the administrator, you're everything for that business. So it's very hard for you to take a course like this if it's regimented, right? If it's only one specific time you can do that. So if it's 2 a.m. when you have time to take the course and when you do the classes, then that's when you can do it. And I wanted to make it accessible to them.
So you said course and then you said classes. So is it tiered?
So there are modules within the course.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, and I probably shouldn't have said classes, but more so lessons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. So is this, can just pretty much any business benefit from these courses?
I believe any business can. It's specifically designed for small businesses and solopreneurs like myself, freelancers, authors, coaches, people in general who want to get their brand or their business out to the masses. But it can be for any size business. I had a business owner who he has employees really in many different locations across the country, and his business generates $10 to $15 million in revenue per year, and he got value out of the business. He's even someone who hasn't hired someone on his staff to do PR, and so he found value out of being able to read this book and then sign up for the course and have someone on his staff already there. They're doing administrative work, but they can implement the ideas and the tactics that I teach in the course.
Do your courses, does this course in particular address, I'm not going to come up with a good phrase for it, but basically emergency situations.
Crisis management.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. You know, if you've been paying attention to the news lately, you know.
I wonder what you're talking about.
That there are some issues that some large corporations have been facing from a customer relations standpoint, and their PR around it has not necessarily
been great.
Not been great. Right. Some customers knock it out of the park. I mean, some businesses knock it out of the park with PR when they've had something questionable come up, and some don't. Do you talk about crisis management?
I do for those who sign up for the advanced course. Or advanced plan, I should say. It's the same course, but there are additional modules and sessions that I have with, and these are live sessions that I have with the people who've signed up for that. And the reason for that is I really wanted people to start with the basics, right? Sure. Because some people don't even know what PR is. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to give them that foundational knowledge first. And then if you do want to dive deeper into what PR can do for you, then I have a module on crisis communications, and I have someone coming in to do a live interview and Q&A with someone who specializes in crisis communications. Mm.
So you said that's live. Then that means you can tailor it to whatever they're going through at that moment.
That's
it sounds
right.
like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And hopefully they're not waiting until they got a crisis to come do this.
Right, absolutely. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is if you're in business for any amount of time, you will experience
some type of
crisis, certainly a PR crisis. And so you need to know how to handle that, especially if you don't have someone on board that you've hired to help you do that.
Right. And really, what small business can do that? I mean, you've...
Right. You're everything, like she said. You're doing the... Everything.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm sure you've worked with many, many small businesses of all different.
And large businesses.
And large businesses, right?
Yeah.
Foundations,
et
cetera.
As well. Yep.
What do you see as one of the challenges that small businesses, solopreneurs consistently face from the PR standpoint that they may be dropping the ball on consistently? In every aspect of small businesses, there seems to be one or two things that
everyone
makes a mistake on. What do you see from the PR's perspective?
Well, I think from a foundational level, there are many businesses that are operating without a business plan. And I hate to say it, you know, it's very hard to operate a business without a plan. But it's also hard to operate it without a PR plan as well. And so if you don't really understand the platforms that you need to be on, if you haven't identified who your target audiences are, then you don't know, first of all, you don't know who you're talking to, and you also don't know what to say out in that space. And so it's very hard for you to build relationships with them at the end of the day. Because you don't have those things in place. So that's the first thing is having a plan for what you're doing. The second thing on a more specific level is social media. They're really not using that in the way that it should be used. Yes, it can be used as a marketing tool. It's a great marketing tool, but it's also a tool that can help you, like I said before, build those relationships with your clients, especially if you have an online business or business that... or where you have customers all over the country or perhaps all over the globe, that's one way that you can maximize this platform that has no geographical limitations or boundaries.
Right.
And many people are not using it effectively.
Yeah.
They're just not.
I see so many businesses make the mistake of it just being a one-way conversation.
Right.
Whether it's social media, whether it's, doing press releases, they fail to get that the R in PR is relations.
That's right.
And the social in social media is that it's a two-way street. It's
That's
a two-way
right.
conversation.
That's right. You have to be engaging.
Yeah.
And most people aren't.
And can you just think off the top of your head some really success stories that have come out of the businesses that you've worked with? Some interesting or very successful projects that they've launched after taking one of your courses? I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but I am.
Well, the course is new, so I haven't gotten those types of testimonials yet from the course. But in terms of the people that I've been able to support, I can think of one. Well, even starting before I left my job working for the DC Film Office, it's now called something else now. It's a really, really long title because they've added more things.
Cable television.
Cable television, film, entertainment,
pretty sure
music.
The acronym is now Octopus.
Right.
It's huge.
Exactly. So one of the things that I did there was I initiated, well, let me back up for a second. One of the big complaints about the film office before I got there was that they were too busy attracting outside filmmakers and productions to come into the city and film. And I get it because it's a part of the, it's under the deputy mayor for planning and economic development. So, you know, they want those big productions to come in. That's what they need in order to help the city run, right? But the smaller filmmakers, local filmmakers who are here in DC, they felt kind of neglected. And so what I did was I established a filmmaker of the month, right, where you highlight a different filmmaker and you give them exposure beyond just this local space.
Right.
And you highlight them on the website, you promote them on social media, and then I also started a podcast called Real Talk with Film DC. I had some of those filmmakers come on, talk about their projects. And so did they get a whole lot of, you know, Hollywood production folks come in and say, hey, I want to work with this filmmaker? No, not necessarily. But it was a great exposure tool for them, and it helped them network with one another and collaborate. And it that type of relationship building, if you will, could not be duplicated anywhere else besides that community engagement, if you will, and then also having the platform of an agency like the DC Film Office not just promote them, but endorse them and say, hey, this is great work that they're doing. You need to see it. So I thought that was a big win for us as a team, the agency itself. And then after leaving the film office and, you know, building my own clientele, I started working with a client. She's based in Atlanta, and she runs a women's empowerment conference. And literally the day that we started working together was like maybe a couple of months after she decided that she was going to launch this idea, period. So it was brand new. We literally started from scratch. And we grew her social media profiles to, you know, hundreds, thousands of followers, in fact, on her Instagram account. And we actually got her some press, which is really, really hard to do for a conference, right? Press don't really come out to conferences or cover conferences. But we at least got the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to do a feature story on her. And as a result of that, they talked about the women's conference and actually got some more people to attend because the article came out about maybe a day or two before the conference started. So
nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that you've told us stories about existing businesses and brand new businesses and what you've been able to do for them, because I think that is important.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like it's never too early or too late to start working on a solid PR campaign.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
What trends are you seeing in PR usage, in methods, in routes to get messages out?
Right. So PR, and I'm glad you asked this question, because when I was thinking about launching this course, I, of course, did some research online, and I saw that there were other PR courses out there. And most of the PR courses focused solely on media relations, right? Trying to get your principal featured in a magazine or on TV, or get an event covered and things of that nature.
How to write a press release.
Exactly, right. How to write a press release. And to be honest with you, those methods aren't necessarily as effective as they used to be. And media, as you know, news has changed. And it's very, very competitive. It's also, it has a high turnover rate. So you can't really build relationships with reporters like you used to, because by the time you build a relationship with them, they've moved on to another, not just beat, but, you know, a different news organization altogether. So, you know, being able to pick up the phone and say, oh, I've got this relationship with so-and-so, I'm just going to naturally get you covered on this show, that's not the way PR really works anymore. And honestly, there's so many other platforms that people can take advantage of, like podcasts, as an example, right? If you target a podcast that speaks to listeners that you want to attract, then you're doing PR well. You don't necessarily have to be on the front post of the front page of the Washington Post or the New York Times.
Just for the record, I never want to be on the front page of the Washington Post. I've never seen anything good come from being on the front page of the
Exactly. And, you know, there's a reason for that. You know, it's typically really bad news that's on the cover of those outlets. So that's one of the ways that PR has changed. And so that's why I decided to make this course about so much more than media relations, because PR is about so much more than just media relations.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we could talk about this for days.
We could. Absolutely.
So getting into some of the specifics of your course, I'm looking at your website now, which is masterprbasics.com. There's a section where people can sign up to get a free intro to PR 101 webinar.
That's correct.
Sneak peek inside what you can expect from PR 101.
That's right.
You can register for free for the free intro and subscribe to a weekly PR tips mailing list. That sounds incredibly valuable.
It is very valuable.
I can't imagine a scenario where having more knowledge about PR is anything other than
a good thing.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, that's one of those things where even if you don't have a business, even if you just want to get along with people better.
PR is great for life.
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely.
Have to have a business.
Right.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, I know you did work with foundations and with the government. So nonprofits can also use this, right?
Absolutely, yes.
There's really no difference. A nonprofit is selling a message and a reason for people to support the nonprofit, like a business is selling a product.
That's right.
So how many modules in this course?
There are 7 modules.
And 5 types of PR strategy I can use right away to propel my business forward.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's just in the intro, folks. Come on.
That is. I give 7 more in the course. So it's basically, I'm giving half of it away as far as the tactics are concerned. So
fantastic. I'm looking at what the course includes. 7 on-demand video modules, which is the intro. What is PR and why do you need it? What is your message and your plan? How to earn media. Part 1 and 2, how to earn media. That's just what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Getting people to pay attention. How to leverage social media. What do you know? The power of relationships and testimonials. How to talk about yourself without talking about yourself.
That's nice.
That's great. Looks like all sorts of materials, worksheets, bonus materials, an exclusive private Facebook group. I love being part of exclusive groups.
Exclusive groups.
Yes. This is fantastic, Leslie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds very exciting. Do you, I know this is new, do you foresee a PR 102 in the future?
Perhaps.
I mean, because clearly there's more.
There is a whole lot more to share about PR. This is really meant to be a basics course. But I'm looking into what that PR 201 or 202 would actually look like. And it may look like, group coaching, consulting, one-on-one with folks. Because when you get past this basic foundational level, it's really going to look different for each business.
Exactly.
Right. It's kind of hard to cookie cut the type of information that I've put into the basics level into an advanced course.
Well, so it seems like you've covered a lot of the basics, and that's important.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-oh. Is that one of the titles?
There's an ebook, Teach Me PR 101 ebook.
Yep. In fact, I have the physical book here with me today.
This.
Teach Me PR 101.
I didn't know what that was.
Yes. So this is meant to be a supplement to the course. And there are people who have bought the book without purchasing the course. They kind of want to get a sneak peek, if you will. So I allude to some of the resources inside of the book so people will go ahead and purchase the course as well, because they really need both if they're going to get that, I should say, become proficient at the basics of PR.
Never too much education. No such thing as too much education. This is great, Leslie.
Thank you. What's the website, Kyle?
It is masterprbasics, with an S at the end, .com. It is full of good information as I scroll through it. This is great, Leslie.
Thank you.
Leslie, if people want to get in touch with you, other than visiting on your website.
Yep. In addition to going to masterprbasics.com, if, you know, you're a texter, you know, people, they don't really go online a whole lot or go to websites. They rather be on text or social media. So they can also text PR101 to the number 444-999. Very easy. Text PR101 to 444-999.
Very interesting.
Yep. And they'll automatically, once they put in their email address, they'll automatically be added to the mailing list where they'll get those free PR tips.
Very cool. Very cool. Yep. Social media?
Social media, absolutely.
All over
and
the place.
My main site for my business is goldenlifeventures.com, and you'll be able to find all of my social media handles there. But I am Golden Life Ventures on Instagram as well as Facebook. That's my handle, Golden Life Ventures. And on Twitter, I am Golden Life. I am Golden Life.
All right. Do you want to talk about that?
Golden Sure.
Life Ventures?
Sure. Well, Golden Life Ventures started 10 years ago. I actually just celebrated my 10-year anniversary January of 2007. And it started off as a travel / lifestyle architecture firm, I like to call it. And I designed it with the thought in mind that I wanted people to be able to design their own lives, right? Be the architect of phenomenal travel experiences. Because the reality is, when you ask people, time and money no issue, what would you be doing? Most people say travel.
Yeah.
Right? Traveling the world, visiting all of these amazing locations. And so that's where I came up with the lifestyle architecture piece of it. And so that started in 2007. When I left the D.C. government in June of 2015, I knew that I didn't just want to have one stream of income. I've never, ever wanted to just have one stream of income. So that's when I decided to launch the PR side of my business and use the skill set that I already have and marry that with what I was already passionate about with travel and also entertainment. I didn't talk about that as well, but that's what Golden Life Ventures is all about. It's the travel piece, it's the lifestyle architecture piece, and then you've got the communication piece as well.
So now you need to come back and visit us another day to talk just about travel.
Yes.
and the business that you do
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I love to.
Sounds good. All right. Leslie Green from Master PR Basics and Golden Life Venture, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We will see you again another day, we hope.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
Sounds good. Thank you. And listeners, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Rhode Island Avenue Radio. If you're listening to this via podcast from iTunes, give us a thumbs up and let us know you like it. Also, head over to Bliss FM, BLIS.FM on your web browser. That's where our show is broadcast live Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Not live, excuse me. Broadcast Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And check out some of the other shows that are being broadcast on Bliss FM. Those are a lot of great content shows and lots of good stuff happening here in D.C. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Michelle,
thanks.
Rodney, we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks.